Good morning, it's AM Tampa Bay.
If you've lived in the Tampa Bay area for a while, then chances are you know Jack.
The Boys and Girls Clubs do an incredible job all across the country, but here in the Tampa Bay area, too.
Jack Harris is a staple in local radio, bringing his humor and perspective to listeners bright and early on AM Tampa Bay.
If you believe that, you are just a little bit on the ignorant side. As we bring him the news in the morning, and then we kind of talk about it and give it a different slant sometimes. So we've been pretty successful in staying afloat.
His career in radio began in his home state of West Virginia.
The guy that owned a radio station in my hometown of Logan knew my mother and said, you know, Bucky was my nickname then, but we want Bucky to come do a news for us.
He went into the Army, returned to radio, and around 1970, a job opportunity brought him to the Bay Area.
Ended up coming down here and checking it out for a weekend. I'd never been here before, and pretty well liked it.
But he had to make a name change.
My real name is William Harris, but I'd been nicknamed Bucky by my uncle. He said, oh, we don't like that. Need something else. I said, I worked with a guy named Jack. I said, how about Jack? They said, okay, that's good.
Jack became so well-known and successful in local radio, he transitioned to television. Among his gigs, he hosted a talk show here at WTVT, the Big 13, in the 80s, called Pulse Plus.
The Pulse Plus days, I loved it. That was fantastic. I got a lot of pictures of people I got to meet and interview and be with and everything. It was terrific.
And Pulse Plus changed his life in another way.
That's where I met my wife.
Jack has had more notable moments in his broadcasting career than he can count.
First disco station disc jockey ever. Well, I was inducted in the Tampa Bay Sports Hall of Fame, which, not being a sports guy, that's pretty funny. I've been nominated twice for the Radio Hall of Fame, but haven't made it.
I want to see how things are working out in traffic.
And at 78, he says he's not done yet.
No plans to retire. My wife won't let me because I don't have any hobbies.
But all kidding aside, Jack wouldn't have his life and career in the Tampa Bay area any other way.
I've loved it. It's been incredible. Best thing that ever happened to me.
See you tomorrow.